Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Davey Lopes. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bill Almon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Warren. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Houston Jimenez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ed Hodge. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Gaetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel takes first base on ball four. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Teufel moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Almon fields it and throws to home to get Teufel. Brunansky moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Gaetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hutch. Henderson moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopes hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Houston Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Jimenez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Houston Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castano moves to third. Laudner moves to second. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano scores. Laudner scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Teufel moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush is hit by the pitch. Teufel moves to third. Brunansky moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel scores. Brunansky scores. Bush moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Keith Atherton now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopes hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Lopes chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lopes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Houston Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atherton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jimenez. The throw from Heath and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0-for-2 in the game. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Henderson strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Lopes tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Bill Almon. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.